know what? Sometimes we need just a moment to laugh and to forget, especially when things are hard, when things are difficult. We need just a moment. And so that's what I, like James was saying to us this morning in that passage that Lawana said so well. He said to us, stop. Take a moment. He said a few other things too. And so I can only imagine what some of you may have been thinking when you come in and the usher gave you your bulletin this morning and you read the sermon title, What Kind of Fruit Are You? Well, you know, when they're easy, you just take them. But in verse 18 of the lectionary scripture this morning, James said, by his sovereign plan, he gave us birth through the message of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of all that he created. If you want to truly understand and appreciate that, you've got to understand what first fruits was. Back in Hebrew times, first fruits was the best. That's what every farmer brought to the temple as their tithe. They were, you know, just like any time in the Old Testament, there were tons of laws that went on with it. But they only brought what was their very best. And so in this morning's scripture, God is calling us, he's reminding us through James that we are the first fruits of all that he created. Now stop and think about just a minute. You got the stars, you got the moon, you got the sun, birds, flowers, of all these things. You, children of God, are the best of the best. That's what James is reminding you of this morning in this passage. So I want to spend just a few moments with you and ask you this question. What kind of fruit are you? Would you go with me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for being able to gather here and worship and lift your name on high, to be reminded that your blood has washed us white as snow. Lord, I ask that you give me the strength to put myself out of the way and let me say a few words that you have for us today. Lord, if all these things be in the holy name, we pray. Amen. I was running a little bit late this week getting my sermon stuff to Joe. For that matter, I was running a little late getting here this morning, too. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. But I had him just a little bit nervous, I think, this week. And I was, as I was preparing for this week's sermon, I run across a couple of people who didn't quite have time to prepare their Sunday morning bulletins. And so I want to share with you just a few things that kind of got goofed up in their Sunday morning bulletin. Tonight's sermon, What is Hell? Come early and listen to the choir practice. Thursday at 5, there will be a meeting of the Little Mothers Club. All ladies wishing to be little mothers, please meet the vicar in his office. This being Easter Sunday, we will ask Miss Richards to come forward and lay an egg at the altar. I ain't making this stuff up. This stuff really got in the bulletin somewhere. The ladies of the church have cast off clothing of every kind. They may be seen in the church basement on Friday afternoons. I ain't going to the basement. For those of you who have children and don't know it, we have a nursery. And last but not least, now you know, bless his heart, I know this pastor of St. Martin's had wonderful intentions, but I also know that he didn't have a board of directors that he ran this by first. He started a new capital campaign. He unveiled it on Sunday morning. He had made himself a big poster. He said, I've upped my tithes, now up yours. If he just thought about that just a little bit, his intention was right on. But the way he come across didn't quite make it. Listen to one more time what James said this morning. All, now that means everything, all generous givings and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, whom there is no variation, not even the slightest hint of change. By his sovereign plan, he gave us birth through the message of truth, that we may be a kind of first fruits of all that he created. And then he went on to say, understand this, my brothers and sisters. Listen. No, that ain't what he said. Let me read first. Let every person be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For human anger does not accomplish God's righteousness. Put away all filth and every evil thing that exists, humbly welcoming the message that has been implanted in you, which is able to save your soul. But be sure you live out the message. And don't just merely listen to it, for you might just deceive yourself. If someone merely listens to the message and does not live it out, he's like someone who gazes on a mirror and then goes off and forgets what he looks like. But for the one who peers into the perfect law of liberty and fixes his attention there and does not become a forgetful listener, that's the one who will be blessed. If someone thinks that he's religious, yet does not bridle the tongue, he so deceives his heart, his religion is futile. But pure and undefiled religion before God the Father is this: care for orphans and widows, those that are misfortunate, and keep oneself unstained from the world. Seven times in James' passage of scripture this morning, he tells us to take time. Seven times he instructs us. He encourages us. Sometimes he even pleads with us in that passage. Take time. Take time to listen. Take time to be slow to speak. Take time to be slow to anger. Take time to be humble and welcome the message that you have in you when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. Take time not only to listen to the word, but also put it in practice in everyday life. Take time to bridle your tongue. And take time to care for others. But you know what? Time is one of the most valuable commodities that we have nowadays. Between updating our Facebook posts and reading emails and our social calendar is so large, time is one of those things that we really don't have any of. Everybody's busy. We have become a society of busyness. And we have forgotten where our true focus should lie. James reminds us this morning of where our focus should be. If we want to truly live as first fruits, We've got to put our focus back on God. And I'm going to share with you three short little quick things. First of all, you've got to be quick to listen. One of J.R.'s favorite lines that he's used more than once, and I'm going to steal it and use it today. There's a reason you've got two ears and only one mouth. You need to listen twice as much as you open your mouth. That's just the reality. But if you think about it, if you actually stop and think about listening, just a minute, there's a lot that goes into listening. It's not just, you know, somebody's talking, okay, I'm listening. There's verbal communication, what's actually being said. There's the nonverbal communication, you know, the smiles and the growls or the rolling of the eyes. All of that goes into it. Plus, there's the implied meaning, you know, where I'm really saying, yes, I want to do this, and I'm really thinking in my head, I ain't going to do this for love nor money. All of these things go into listening when you're listening to somebody talk. So that's why we need to be active listeners instead of just passive listeners. The brain itself is this amazing organ in our body. It has the ability for us to fake out when we're really listening. We can be standing there and nodding and looking like we're paying attention, and folks think we're really listening to them. We ain't heard a word they said. We turned them out 10 minutes ago. That's how much our brain can function. Our brain also can function on the fact that I'm listening to you, but I'm also thinking about what I need to do next. I'm thinking about what I need to do this afternoon. I'm thinking about what I need to do at work tomorrow. I'm quite sure what time I've been standing up here. At least five of you thought about what you're going to have for lunch today. It's just reality. Your brain thinks about other things. You may be passively listening, but you're not actively listening. If you want a closer relationship with God, you've got to start actively listening to God, to those around you, to those at work, to your pastor, to your spouse, all of those people. If you want to build closer relationships, not only with God, that's extremely important, but if you want to build better relationships with the people in your lives, start by actively listening to what they say. Now, as I've already said, you got two ears, but you've only got one mouth. So let's be slow to speak. If more of us would just learn, and this is me included, I'm talking to myself here just as much as I am you. If we just learn to take two deep breaths before we open our mouth, those few moments are exactly what we need to keep us from saying those things that we shouldn't. And this includes, I'm going to go ahead and include this, this ain't in the notes, this includes your responses on Facebook too. Some of you may need four deep breaths before you write those. But in those few moments, if we would just take those few moments, it might keep us from not only saying something that we shouldn't, but also sounding like we should. It's been my experience throughout the years that more often than not, people become offended not by necessarily what you say, but how you say it. If we could just be a little bit slower to speak, then we could think about what we're about to say and how we're about to say it. Do you ever get snippy? Do you ever get short? What about when you're tired? When you hadn't had time to get enough sleep? when you ain't had nothing to eat, when you hadn't had time to eat. You don't say the things that you really should say in those moments. And also, you're very tempted to act in anger. There we go. My third point this morning is acting in anger. We should be slow to act in anger. Let me ask you a question. Actually, this is more for your friends than anybody. You know, your true friends, the one that'll tell you the truth, not just what you want to hear. Ask your friends if you're an angry person. If you, as my grandmother used to say a lot, if you fly off the handle a lot. Those are the ones who will tell you. Because sometimes you can be angry. Sometimes you can be mad and not even know why you're mad. Sometimes you don't even realize that your anger has gotten out of control. But your friends will tell you, they're true friends. And so you need to take time, not only to think before you speak, but you need to take time before you act out in anger. There was this school teacher. She taught high school. She was just sitting behind her desk one day, and her students came in, and they had two things on their desk. Everybody had two things. They had a tube of toothpaste, and they had a plate. And they were all quite puzzled as to why they had these two things on the desk. And so she just kind of sat behind a desk a few minutes and gave them a few minutes to study on it. She finally got up and she said, "Today's assignment, I want you to take that tube of toothpaste and squeeze it out onto the plate." They were real skeptical at first. They thought, "Oh, she's lost her mind." But they finally got into it. And so they began to race to see who could squeeze out the toothpaste first. What they could draw with the toothpaste while they were stringing it out. They got so wrapped up in squeezing out the toothpaste till the toothpaste was gone. And so then they all looked at her and they said, "Well, now what do we do next?" And she said, "Try to put the toothpaste back in the bottle." Think about this now. You see where I'm headed. Try to put the toothpaste back in the bottle. Try as they might, they couldn't. Guess what? Same thing happens to your mouth. When you open your mouth in anger, when you don't be poking him, I saw that. That's in these. Hold on, let me go back. I must have skipped that. I bet you I put that in there next time. I'm talking to you individually. I ain't talking to the person sitting next to you. But when you open your mouth and just anything comes flowing out, when your anger bubbles up, that's when you can't put it back. You can't take those words that you say in anger back. I'm not telling you that there ain't times in your life that you ain't supposed to be angry. What I'm telling you is you need to stop and think about it before you pop off. That's what I'm saying to you today. There are times when you should be angry. There are times when you should be quiet. And there are times when you need to stop and look at the circumstances surrounding that event before you fly off the handle. That's what I'm saying to you this morning. Honey, y'all going up. Well, today it might be in it. I said all that to say this. Time is something that we have very little of. Even when we stay on this earth for over 100 years, time is something that we have very little of. And just like that tube of toothpaste, once it's gone, it's gone. So don't let your time that you have be wasted on anger. Don't let the time that you have be wasted being too quick to speak. Instead, take your time that you have and be that friend that listens. Be that church member who is there when you need them. Be that member of the community that everybody knows they can count on. If you take the time to do these things, then you will be the first fruit that God has created you to be. Let's stand and sing. Mm-hmm.